Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Barack Obama Speeches, Leather-Bound Classics, is a curated nonfiction collection of 85 speeches associated with Barack Obama, presented in a deluxe leather-bound format by Canterbury Classics. Rather than functioning as a continuous narrative, the book gathers key addresses from Obama's rise in national politics through the end of his presidency in 2017. The selection includes landmark moments such as inaugural addresses, State of the Union speeches, and remarks tied to major domestic and global issues. Its purpose is both archival and interpretive. It preserves a public record of Obama's rhetoric, while also allowing readers to trace how his themes of hope, change, unity, and civic responsibility developed over time. The volume is aimed at readers interested in political history, public speaking, American leadership, and the evolution of modern presidential communication. Its presentation also makes it a collector-oriented edition, combining content with physical craftsmanship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a chronological record of Obama's political voice from Senate years to the farewell address. The most distinctive feature of this collection is its broad chronological span. By gathering speeches from Obama's time as a U.S. Senator through his final days in office, the book lets readers observe how his public language changed with his responsibilities. Early speeches reflect the emergence of a national political figure, while later ones show the pressures and priorities of the presidency. This structure is valuable because it presents rhetoric as something shaped by context, not as a fixed style. Readers can see how Obama addressed different audiences, responded to changing events, and developed a more mature presidential voice over time. The inclusion of the 2017 farewell address gives the collection a clear ending point and reinforces the sense that the book is documenting a complete public arc rather than isolated highlights. Secondly, landmark speeches show how major national events shaped the themes of his presidency. The volume is especially useful because it includes speeches tied to major milestones, including the first and second inaugural addresses and all State of the Union addresses. These texts are important because they reveal how a president frames national identity, explains policy, and responds to crisis in a formal public setting. In Obama's case, the speeches often balance optimism with realism, combining calls for unity with direct attention to unemployment, healthcare, war, recession, and social division. That balance helps explain why the collection matters as political history. It is not just a set of memorable lines, but a record of how the Obama administration publicly interpreted its own moment. Readers interested in governance can use these speeches to understand how executive leadership is communicated through language, repetition, and national symbolism. Thirdly, a study in rhetorical craft, persuasion, and the mechanics of inspirational public speaking. This book also works as a practical example of effective speechwriting. Obama is widely regarded as a skilled orator, and the collection makes it possible to study how his speeches are built to persuade and reassure. Recurrent techniques include clear framing, inclusive language, rhythmic phrasing, moral contrast, and strategic repetition. These methods are not presented as theory. They are visible in the speeches themselves, which gives the book educational value for students of rhetoric, debate, law, public policy, and communication. The speeches also show how a speaker can adapt tone to setting, moving from ceremonial solemnity to policy explanation to consoling remarks after tragedy. That variety makes the collection more instructive than a single famous address, because readers can compare different rhetorical situations and see how the same speaker adjusts style without losing coherence. Fourthly, policy and social themes reveal the breadth of issues Obama addressed in public office. The collection is not limited to ceremonial rhetoric. It also covers speeches on race, healthcare reform, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, unemployment, natural disasters, and public tragedies. This breadth matters because it shows that Obama's speeches were used not only to inspire, but also to define public priorities and respond to civic pain. The range of topics highlights the practical role of presidential speech in democratic life. Speech can reassure, explain policy, honor victims, and set a moral tone for public debate. Readers can therefore use the book to trace the relationship between rhetoric and governance. It also demonstrates how Obama repeatedly connected specific policy issues to broader themes of equality, responsibility, and national unity. That makes the volume useful for readers who want to understand both the content of the administration's public agenda and the language used to defend it. Lastly, a collector-style edition that combines historical content with premium presentation. Beyond its textual value, the book stands out as a physical object. The leather-bound format, gilded edges, foil-stamped cover, and ribbon bookmark place it in the tradition of keepsake editions rather than ordinary paperback political anthologies. This matters because the presentation reinforces the book's identity as both a readable source and a display item. For buyers, the edition signals permanence and respect for the material, which suits a collection meant to preserve historically significant speeches. It also helps explain its appeal as a gift for political enthusiasts, historians, and readers who value book design. Compared with digital archives or standard speech collections, this version offers a more curated experience. The speeches are selected, organized, and packaged as a coherent historical artifact. That combination of content and craftsmanship is one of the clearest ways the book differentiates itself from similar presidential collections. In conclusion, Barack Obama's Speeches, Leather-Bound Classics, is best suited for readers who want more than a general biography or a scattered online archive. It will appeal to students of political communication, historians of modern American politics, admirers of Obama's oratory, and readers who enjoy documentary collections with clear historical value. The practical benefit of the book is that it allows close study of how a major national leader speaks across different moments, from campaign-era optimism to the responsibilities of governing and the reflections of a farewell address. The intellectual benefit is even broader. It shows how public language can shape civic identity, frame policy debates, and respond to crisis. What sets this book apart from many other political collections is its combination of scope and presentation. It is not merely a transcript dump, nor is it a partisan biography. It is a carefully selected anthology of 85 speeches, arranged as a lasting record of Obama's public voice, and issued in a distinctive collector-style format that gives the material a sense of permanence and significance. If you would like to support Barack Obama, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.